saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solution with exceptional follow-through. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here, and you can get in your questions today on X at ESPN 97.5 Houston. Tickets are still available for the weekend at the Texas Children's Open, Charlie.
You got to go.
What a first 2 days at this golf tournament. We've got all the favorites at the top of the leaderboard, Tony Finau, Scottie Scheffler. Charlie, talk about, you know, as far as this tournament was not regarded as one of the best PGA Tour events on tour in the first three editions of it at Memorial Park. It's changed a ton this year. How?
Jim Crane. Jim Crane had a vision. When he took over the Houston Astros, he had a vision. He brought us, you know, the World Series, and he loves the city. He loves the everything about it, and he wanted to raise more money for the inner city baseball fields and for the athletic fields for the kids. And Jim knew the value of golf, that if he brought the golf from where we were.
Up in Humble?
Yeah, in a golf club of Houston or Redstone, and bring it to the city park, which is an incredible, you know, couple hundred acres of land that lends itself to these types of functions. It's a win-win situation for the city of Houston. I mean, not only do we bring the best golfer and golfers and get great publicity for the city, and our city's growing too much, but then it shows what we can do, you know, as businessmen. And Jim Crane is one hell of a businessman. And this year, I mean, he got us a spring date. He knew that was so important just before the Masters. And then the condition of the golf course, wow, is second to none. They overseeded the golf course. And we had a great, you know, winter where we had a lot of freezes, and the freezes got rid of all the bad grasses, and they went in and put in rye. And now all the players are so happy that they can hit any type of shot they want to these greens. And so everybody's in love with Memorial Park.
I've never seen anything quite like it. You know, the last 3 years covering this golf tournament, Charlie, all I've heard players say as they walk off the golf course is that the fringes and the collars are not filled in with grass. I mean, I heard, you know, I don't have an issue saying it now. I heard Joel Dahman last year say it was one of the worst golf courses he had seen on tour. And now, to begin the week, PGATour.com started off comparing Memorial Park to Augusta National. That is a risky comparison in journalism, to put any golf course in the same conversation as Augusta. And then after the first round, Scottie Scheffler and Mackenzie Hughes agreed that this had a lot of the same aspects as far as looks as Augusta.
Well, in today's world, the superintendent of a golf course is very well educated. They've been around the block. They get help from other people. They improved the golf course. They made a few changes, you know, on 17 and on 5. But the big thing is the overseed on a municipal golf course is unheard of. And so not only
in Texas.
In Texas. Well,
or maybe in general, but isn't an overseed very challenging in Texas?
No. Okay. No. It's just a matter of doing it right and having the right agronomy philosophy of what you want to accomplish. And we're watching it right now on television, and it's really, really magnificent.
Parker Henry's the superintendent. He came from Quail Hollow and Sedgefield. We're going to get him on the show in a couple weeks. He's too busy this weekend.
Right.
As far as the overseed process and the changes in the grass, maybe we can hold off on this question until we get him on. What is an overseed, Charlie?
Overseed is just basically in the south, we have Bermuda grass. And it grows like heck in the summer with temperatures of 100 degrees and the humidity. The Bermuda is just incredible. But then it goes dormant in the winter. Once the ground temperature gets down to a certain degree, the Gulf of Mexico, you know, cools down, then the grass doesn't grow. So what we have to do is they put in a ryegrass, a biennial ryegrass, to augment the grasses that are on the golf course. So when they put in, I don't know how many pounds per acre they put in, the grass becomes just like Augusta. I mean, Augusta, if you would see Augusta in the summer, you couldn't believe it. It's all dirt. All their Bermuda, you know, they don't want Bermuda. They want rye and they want color and they want it pretty for the television. And so it takes a lot more money. And Jim Crane and his crew, they raise it. And the commissioner came.
Yeah, this was really unbelievable, Charlie, because the commissioner speaks at maybe 3 to 4 events during the year. We've heard a lot from him over the last 2 years just with what's going on in golf. He usually speaks at the first tournament of the year at the Century. He'll speak at the midway point at the RBC Canadian Open. He'll speak at the Players, and then he'll speak at the Tour Championship. I think Jim Crane's commitment to this golf tournament and where he's taken it warranted a visit from Jay Monahan. They did a press conference. The voice of the Astros, Todd Kallas, hosted a pre-tournament press conference with Jim Crane. Mark Wallace, who is the CEO of Texan Children's Hospital, who just signed a 5-year title sponsor.
Yeah, that's really important. This, you know, this is all about charity.
Yeah.
I mean, we're raising money for charity for the hospital, for the kids, and also for all the city parks and athletic facilities. So this is a win-win situation.
All the remains of the golf tournament go to the Astros Foundation, right Charlie? And that gets distributed to the parks and recreation in Houston.
Yes. Yeah.
Unbelievable job that Jim Crane does. But Jay Monahan, you know, showed up and it was really unannounced and no one knew about it. And he didn't say anything regarding, you know, the state of the PGA Tour, but it was really a lot of appraisal regarding Jim Crane and his commitment to the city, because I didn't know this, Charlie, but when the Houston Open left Golf Club of Houston and Shell left back in 2018, 2019,
yes,
the future of this golf tournament was really up in the air.
Yeah, it sure was. And Jim Crane stepped up and put in some of his own money to keep it going. And just like the Astros, you know, he rode, you know, 3 bad seasons, but he brought us home a winner.
Yeah.
Now you can see what we're seeing out in Memorial Park, and it's a winner.
Yeah, three times this event was hosted in the fall, and now what a quick turnaround. Appraisal from, you know, guys on the PGA Tour, Scotty Scheffler, Mackenzie Hughes, saying that, you know, this is really a great preparation week with 2 weeks to go until Augusta. Charlie, for someone who hasn't been to the course yet, can you explain to them what exactly about Memorial Park right now resembles Augusta in your eyes?
Well, the quality of the grass, and if you come to spring at this time, there wouldn't regular Bermuda, there would be no color.
Yeah.
So the color just jumps out at you, and it just looks like a blanket of pretty rye grass that the players love to hit off of, and it's a fair grass, and the greens are just spectacular. New greens in the last couple of years have matured, and the players love to putt them. So it's a combination of great agronomy and then the desire to put out a first class product, so that the best players in the world want to come to Houston and play in our tournament.
I think, you know, some of the other Texas guys that are missing out on this, you know, Jordan Spieth's going to play next week before the Valero Texas Open. I think after some of the guys hear about what's going on at this golf course, the improvements they're making, we're going to continue to have a really strong field. Charlie, you talked about the greens. World number one Scottie Scheffler had 28 straight rounds going under par on the PGA Tour. Missed a bogey putt from an inch and a half out on the 18th hole yesterday. When you look at still, you know, tied for fourth, only four back of the lead, 65-70.
Well, that just says one thing. He's tired. What does it say?
He's tired.
He's tired. He's had a great run this spring. I mean, you think about what he's done in the tournaments he's won. And it takes a lot out of you. And you could see on the back nine yesterday, he hit two balls in the water.
Yeah.
He never does that. And he still made par because of the condition of the fringes and all that. You can chip and pitch off of them, and it's like a carpet. But, you know, he's running out of gas, so he needs a week off before the Masters.
Charlie, his attitude after a round like that, after a frustrating back nine, still so positive, just thankful that he's put himself in position in this tournament going into the weekend. When a player's on his C game and going on damage control, how much can attitude save that?
Oh, tremendous. It's all about attitude. Golf's a game of emotion. And you have great times, you make great shots, and then all of a sudden you turn around and you miss an inch and a half putt. You know, you've got to be in the game at all time. If not, you make dumb mistakes, and he made three dumb mistakes, and he can't let Tony Finau, who won this tournament a couple of years ago, get too far out. He's going to be hard to beat. He shot 62 yesterday, an incredible run of golf to get him in the position to win another Houston Open.
Yeah, 8-under for Finau around Augusta Memorial Park yesterday, and it wasn't incredible. Even that calm, Charlie. You know, we had the Texas winds up. We'll see if Scheffler can catch him over the weekend. Tony Finau, the leader, is plus 200 on MGM going into the weekend. Scheffler is, you know, four back at 5-under. He's plus 225 heading into the weekend. Scheffler, you know, looking to do something special,
now, I'm
Charlie.
Not a gambler. What does plus 200 mean?
It's 2-1 odds, Charlie.
Okay, you put up 100 and you get 200?
There you go. You like that for Finau going to the weekend?
Well, I always take the
you like the underdog, Charlie. Yeah, how about your guy from Argentina, Alejandro Tosti?
Tosti, how about that?
Two back at 7-under heading into the weekend, 18-1. There's some more juicier odds. The Argentine.
Yeah, I might have to do that. But he was born in the same city as the famous soccer player that's number one in the world,
Messi.
Messi.
Wow.
And so Tosti is quite a character. He went to Florida State on a golf scholarship. He had a motor scooter he put together.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a poor kid that's come out and done this, and I'm proud of him. I'm going to talk to him today before the round of golf.
Beautiful, Charlie. Yeah, no, but the story of the week heading into the weekend at Memorial Park Golf Course, Scottie Scheffler looking to become the first player since 2017 to win in three consecutive PGA Tour starts. Dustin Johnson did it last in 2017. Rory McIlroy did it in 2014. And Tiger won Torrey Pines, the WGC Match Play, and Bay Hill all in a row in 2008. On the other side, we'll talk more about the Houston Open. Tickets are still available for the weekend at Memorial Park. Visit www.tcouopen.com/tickets to get your tickets for the third and fourth round. What a showdown we have ahead as defending champion Tony Finau and world number one Scottie Scheffler duel it out for the Houston Open this week. And we'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
And if you look down the risk reward, par 4 17th, if you're walking down the fairway, look on the left side, you'll see our good friends from Insperity there in their booth. You know, you got to visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. You go hire Insperity, And they can do a lot more than just your HR. How about the hospitality that they're putting on at these events, Charlie?
Well, once again, Will, Insperity is a unique company started by four great individuals that all had a vision. And the chairman, Mr. Paul Sarvati, his trick in life is how he treats people, not only his family. He's got like 22 grandkids. I mean, he's got seven. His family is huge. He's a family man, but he's also his company is his family. And he treats his employees, over 4,000. And they started this company in 1986 to really help small businesses succeed so communities can prosper. That's a great mission statement. So if you have a small business and you might be struggling a little, or you want to be a little more proactive and grow, give Insperity a call. Their HR department is second to none, and they can bring things that will really benefit a small business owner. The cost of health insurance, so on and so many, you know, it just a company that will help you. And Insperity, you know, log on to Insperity.com, find out a little more about them. But I guarantee you, they will show you a lot of things that will help you grow your business so that you can prosper, but then the community can prosper. And everybody is one big happy family at Insperity.
Great company, best HR company in the world. I've fallen a lot of the Insperity guys this week, Charlie. Tough go for a couple of them. Cole Hammer, unfortunately, missed the cut. Mac Meisner, 5 over yesterday, missed the cut. Jimmy Walker, 13 over par for two rounds. They'll return next week in San Antonio and get it back. You got a couple. You got a couple there ambassadors playing the weekend, but nonetheless, the company and Insperity supporting this radio show, also supporting the Houston Open.
That's right.
As far as the golf is concerned, world number one Scottie Scheffler had a special streak going with 28 rounds under par heading into yesterday. That streak ended in the second round of the Houston Open after he missed a bogey putt from a foot and a half on the 18th hole. Charlie Scheffler admitted that the tap in on 18 was really a lapse of judgment, and he should have taken his time. But per usual, remained positive that he still has a chance heading into the weekend.
Yeah, it's a mental mistake, and he's man enough to tell you that what happened, and he just was careless, and I think it's a product of this past 7 weeks on what he's done in the world of golf and dominating at his number one player in the world. And he just hit three shots on the back nine that he could be in the lead, but we'll see what he does today.
Charlie, Wyndham Clark, reigning U.S. Open champion, he'll start the weekend, 6-7 back. He was also struggling with some back issues heading into the weekend, and guys are tired at this point in the season, but we still have four majors to go. When you look at the swing speeds of these young guys, the schedule, do you worry about these younger players in that 27 to 30 year old range getting hurt so much?
Well, if like Gary Player said, if these guys worked in a coal mine, I can see him complaining about being tired.
Yeah.
But they're golfers. They're out in the beautiful sunshine, but they're overdoing the gym.
Yeah.
Come on. This is not, the Olympics. This isn't, running. So they bulk themselves up, and they change their physique, and they change their golf game. That's what happened to Roy McIlroy. Roy won four majors, right?
Yeah, four majors.
Four majors with a different body. Yeah. Now he's the longest hitter in the world, and he's bulked up, but he's lost his wedge game, just like, the winner of the U.S. Open.
Yeah, Wyndham Clark.
All of a sudden these guys, they get it a little out of proportion. They got to really be careful in the gym and what they lift, and that makes them tired. Take a siesta, relax.
Yeah, I don't see British Open champion Brian Harman changing his body, Charlie.
No, what body?
Yeah. 18 years, still the same exact mold. All he's done is added a little cut.
5'6"
Yeah.
And hit it over 300 yards.
Oh, Rory's 5'6" or something. And he's
5'8".
He's turned into a bodybuilder, Charlie.
Yeah, he has. And it's hurt him.
A couple things that we're seeing, you know, just the fans out there probably getting a feel of. You know, you had wind yesterday that would pick up to 25 miles per hour, and then a minute later it would completely die down. You know, Scheffler mentioned that he'd rather play in a consistent 30-mile-per-hour wind than have it start and stop every 5 minutes. What are your thoughts there?
That's what's so great about the spring. You know, we're going from cold weather to hot weather, and you get those days that the Ides of March, the winds pick up and then they leave, and they, you know, it's a guessing game, and the guy that can guess right is the guy that's going to hit more good shots. But that's the challenge of golf. It's an outdoor sport, you know, and you're playing with a ball that you, it's kind of like trying to fly a kite, you know.
It's right? A lot harder than that, Charlie.
You know, you have you ever flown a kite?
I have, but if the wind's up, it's no big deal.
Well, but it's up and it's down, and you gotta, you know. So we'll you know, watch it today. But it's going to be nice and sunny and 80 degrees weather, and the guys can, you know, go to sleep and get rest.
Yeah, Charlie. Well, speaking of wind, you know, a 22-year-old PGA Tour winner Akshay Bhatia will start the weekend 4 back. In a tie for fourth. And Bhatia yesterday was asked about the gusting wind conditions, and he said it's fun and he embraces it. How can the weekend golfer at home manage gusty wind conditions?
Well, first of all, they got to be able to hit the ball solid. I mean, that's the key to handling the wind is solid contact with the club face and the ball, and then have the imagination. Like here, the 16th hole is a great par 5. Yesterday, Scotty had a 7-iron in from 205, and the wind was out of the right coming across, and he misjudged it, and the ball hit on the left side of the green and ricocheted into the water. You know, and that's an island green almost, or a peninsula, and so they've got to start the ball on at the right side of the water and trust that the wind is there, because if not, it goes in the water on the right. So,
what do you think about going for that green in 2?
Oh yeah, that's what it's risk reward. Yeah. I mean, and that's the design of this golf course. I love that. You know, we've got a par 5 that's 600 yards long, number 8.
Yeah,
and they got a tight green, and that the fairway pinches in, and so they got risk reward, and they got to gamble a little. I like it.
We got a question in regarding the course. This comes from Chris in Oak Forest. Charlie, when I play Memorial Park, hole number 1 is a par 5. The PGA Tour has it playing as a 521-yard par 4. Why?
Because they can play it like that. They can hit driver 7-iron.
Otherwise, the winner is going to be what, you know, 25 under par if they shorten it up. 25 under par,
but you know, we got to protect the game, and with the golf ball going so far, and their speeds are incredible. I mean, they're hitting shots of 210 yards with 7-irons. So it's a matter of protecting the game as much as you can. So you set the golf course up. You have, you know, difficult par 4s, but then you have long par 5s, and then the par 4s, you know, there's more par 4s than in any, you know, there, you got four par.
Yeah, you've got 2 par 5s in the front, and then you only have 1 on the back 9.
Yeah. So the first hole is a straightaway hole that plays, you know, pretty easy for these guys, and so you can put it out there at 520 yards and see what they can do.
Lee in Willis, Texas asks, Charlie, I'm heading out to Memorial Park today to watch the Houston Open. Where do you recommend sitting and watching? What holes are your favorite stretch?
Well, you know, I think the driving range is really good.
Yeah.
I think you got to spend some time on the driving range and pick a player that you like and watch him warm up, watch him go to the first tee, and watch 4 or 5 holes and then you're going to pick up, you know, by number six, you can pick up another person. But, you know, that to me is you follow a group.
Yeah.
And you can see their drive, their second shots, their chipping, their pitching. You get the whole scenario, and you get some great ideas.
A feel of the routine, which is just right. So pivotal in this game.
Yeah. But the fun holes, you know, we got a 15th hole that's a par three that's very, very challenging. The green is very narrow, and there's quite a few concessions there, and the libations are going, and so there's some betting going on. That's a fun area.
Yeah, 15 is good. I think they're going to get creative on 15 this week. I know Sam Stevens, who made the cut on the number, I have his caddy staying with me, and they're from DFW, Charlie. So he's going to wear an Adolis Garcia jersey down the 15th hole. And I said, well, you're going to get booed. You know, Will Dennis is his name. And he said, that's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we hate the Rangers here. But that's a good place to sit if you have a venue hoppers ticket. You know, if you don't have the hopper ticket, it's probably tough to watch on 15. I think 16 and 17 is a great stretch, Charlie. You got guys going for the green on 17. And then, you know, 17, you know, you try to cut that water too much on that dog leg right par four over the water.
That's one of the new improvements for this year's golf course. They moved that green back, and they expanded the lake, and the lake really looks beautiful. It looks like we're in Minnesota.
No, it does. It's gorgeous, Charlie.
Yeah, so it's gorgeous. But, you know, the other golf hole I like is the ninth hole. It's a par three. And not only will you see some good shots in there, you might see a hole in one, but you'll see up and downs. You'll see the sand play. You'll see the chipping. You know how they bounce it, and that those and you know, put on your video camera with your eyes and take pictures of these guys, and you'll see what their technique is, and that'll help you improve your game with the amount of swing. You know, it's usually your iron swings are you know 70%, and your driver is a full swing, but then they're putting. Go ahead and film their putting. I think you can get a lot of good visual help with seeing how long their putting stroke is. Of course, it's going to be a little shorter because these greens are fast, and their undulation, there is a lot of gravity in them. So, but chipping and pitching and putting is an art, and you can watch these guys and improve your game.
Tickets are still available for the third and final round. Go to www.tchhouopen.com/tickets to get your tickets. And remember, outside of tournament time, Memorial Park Golf Course is the best deal to play a PGA Tour golf course. Only $38 for locals and $10 for juniors. Go get out and play.
What do non-residents pay?
Non-residents pay... yeah, they didn't. It's funny they're not mentioning that, but it is somewhere between $50 and $80, depending on.
You know what I had to pay for parking last night
at Minute Maid?
Yes,
probably $40 to $60, depending on what lot you were in.
How about $73?
Wow, playoff prices.
You know, I'm a senior, and I'm not going to park too far from.
No,
there, you know, so I got to get up there a little closer.
They don't have some kind of valet system there for you, Charlie?
No.
You can't just pull right up and...
No, the valet is my feet.
Hand the keys to someone, Charlie.
You know, that's more money. I'm a retired golf pro.
And a vet.
Huh?
And a vet.
That's it.
All right, on the other side, we'll get to more Houston Open coverage. This is Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
ESPN 97.5. The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
Listen, you got to get out to Memorial Park Golf Course here over the next 2 days. I mean, the first and second round of the Texas Children's Memorial Houston Open was an absolute movie. You could not ask for better weather, number one. Number two, you could not ask for a better leaderboard, as defending champion Tony Finau leads the way at 9 under after rounds of 69, 62, on Thursday and Friday. He is plus 200 over on MGM heading into the weekend. You've got world number one Scottie Scheffler only four back. You've got multiple, you know, Corn Ferry Tour graduates, young guys trying to get their first win. Alejandro Tosti, Thomas Dietrich, Steven Yeager. Then you've got your mix of other PGA Tour winners in Taylor Moore, Akshay Bhatia. Who else do we have down the leaderboard? Tom Hoagie, still in contention. And really, Charlie, with the leader being at 9 under par, one over was the cut line. With the windy conditions over the next 2 days, you know, 1-2 under, not totally out of it, is it?
No, not at all. There's plenty of room for players that are 5 or 6 shots back. Because Saturday's moving day, as we say it on the PGA Tour, and the guys that get out early aren't going to have the afternoon wins. So today, you know, the tee times are from 8 to, what, 12:30? Yeah. So there'll be some guys early on break out and run off 6 or 7 birdies and get back in it. But Tony Finau is a world-class player. He's won 6 PGA Tour events. He's been the Ryder Cup. He is seasoned now. And this tournament and this golf course is his. This is big time good for him because he's a great driver of the golf ball, good iron player. So he's going to be hard to beat, but he can be beat.
He spoke at his defending champion press conference on Wednesday. Uh-huh. And this is another guy who's saying he's working out more than ever. You know, he's trying to get his speed up even more. You're talking about Tony Finau, one of the longest hitters on the PGA Tour. You know, still grinding away, maybe not as much on what you'd like to see as far as grinding on the game, but more so grinding on his body at, you know, the 32, 33 years old. Really incredible story. This guy's a guy who has 5, 6 children, you know, travels around with him on tour, kind of like Scheffler, you know, extremely mature beyond his years as Finau.
Yes, and a great story. And he came from nothing, and his dad bought him a set of golf clubs, you know, from a hock shop, you know, and he developed into a great player. And I never forget that one incident he had at the Masters where he dislocated his
ankle,
and he put it back together. Yeah. I mean, it was a darnest thing I'll never forget.
Finished fourth that week.
Yeah.
Sprained it in the par 3 competition. Yeah. Popped it back in place and then finished fourth.
So, you know, he's going to be hard to beat. But Scheffler's there. And how about who else do you have in the lineup that you like?
Yeah, I mean, as far as leaders, you've got Finau at 9 under. 2 back in solo second is Alejandro Tosti, your guy out of Argentina. You've got Thomas Dietrich out of Belgium at 6 under, 3 back. He's not going to win. You know, he's been playing great this year, 16-1 heading into the weekend. You know, 70-64, great work by Dietrich to put himself in a good spot heading into the weekend. But you know, his third and fourth round scoring average, nothing to be impressed with. Still has a long way to go as far as that is concerned. So pass on Dietrich heading into the weekend. You've got Chad Ramey, you've got Steven Yeager, a couple, you know, guys who haven't won on the PGA Tour yet. You know, Akshay Bhatia, this group at 4 under is really interesting, Charlie. Scottie Scheffler, Taylor Moore, who won Valspar last year, and Akshay Bhatia, who won Bermuda. And also in a tie for fourth is Joe Highsmith, the 23-year-old out of Pepperdine. So you have some youth in there. You know, Bhatia's only 23, Highsmith's only 23. That's a good kind of group to go out and watch. I'm sure, I think Scheffler and Moore will play together, and Bhatia and Highsmith will play together. So outside of Finau and Scheffler, Charlie, it's a mix of one-time PGA Tour winners and some young guys trying to spark magic punch a ticket to Augusta.
Tosti take a run at it. I mean, his story is always interesting, and you come from a poor country and a poor family, and you're playing what they call a rich man's sport, which is golf. And you know, golf doesn't care how much money you have. You got to be able to put the ball on the tee and then put it in the hole. So I'm gonna really root for Tosti.
Tosti, number one in putting in this tournament heading into the weekend. just a fantastic player. You know, Emiliano Grillo will be the solo Argentine as of right now at the Masters. Would be great if Toasty went along and joined him after a win this week.
Yeah, it really would.
And he's got the chops to get it done, too. He's not afraid of anything, is he?
You know, and give everybody a little update on my man, Angel Cabrera. He won't be playing in the Masters because of government tie-up and trying to get his visa taken care of. And there's a, you know, some backstory.
Oh, the government will let, you know, 4,000, you know, a million people run across the border, but Angel can't show up to Augusta for 4 days.
I told him to fly to Mexico and we'll walk him across.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well.
He said, well, I don't know how to swim. So, but he's doing good. He's playing in his home country.
He's healthy, isn't he, Charlie?
Yeah, he's playing in his home country. He's struggling a little. He's not comfortable in competition yet. And after 2.5 years of not doing that, it's understandable. So he'll be ready for the spring.
100%. You went down there, Charlie.
Yes.
Brought him some new ping clubs.
Right.
He's getting right between the years. He's getting his game right. So a lot of positive things. I mean, this was just unfortunate. You know, it's unfortunate decision. But you did say he. You know, there are some. Are there still some, last question here, some legal things that he has to weave through over the next year, or is he all clear?
Well, no, he come to find out what happened is when they released him, he was released on parole. Well, when you're on parole, excuse me, you can't get a visa unless you go through some other things. And so he's having to meet some other requirements and get a special permit. And it's taken longer than we thought. And so it's going to be about 8 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's the update on the two-time major champion, Angel Cabrera.
Angel.
2007 U.S. Open winner at Oakmont.
El Pato.
2009 Masters champion. We can't wait to see him back in the mix. Let's get to Don in Houston. Charlie, I'm seeing a lot of guys get creative around the greens at Memorial Park. Some using wedges to chip, and I've seen some guys use hybrids and putters, little Texas wedge, around the greens. What's the process of figuring out what club to hit when you've missed a green and have the option to putter chip?
Well, first and foremost, you got to understand how the ball is sitting in the grass. The lie of the ball is really important, and if it's flat, if it's uphill, if it's downhill, then you're going to have how much space do you have from the ball to the pin? Do you have a lot of space where you can roll the ball along the ground, less air time, more ground time? You know, there you're going to use your 7, 8, 9 iron, little knock down, chip and run. The other one is when the putt, you know, the pin is cut tight to you and you got to go with loft and either play it with bounce or play it, you know, with the leading edge. And so those are decisions that you're going to have to make. But you can watch these guys; they'll tell you, you know, just use your camera and film the amount of swings. You're going to see the long, lazy swing to get the ball go high and land soft like a butterfly with sore feet, like Lee Trevino used to say. You know,
Charlie, I tell people to go over to 13. Because you've got guys missing the green right down that huge slope. And I saw some guys pull out the wedge. I saw 23-year-old Joe Highsmith. He putted one up there. But that's where I feel you really get a taste of Augusta in this golf course.
Sure.
You miss a green, Charlie.
Yeah.
Getting up and down it's no joke.
On 15, where they had a pin placed, I saw one guy put the ball up. And it got up there, and it turned around and came back to his feet. Then he pulled out his wedge. So it's a fun golf course. It's a fun golf course to play, and it's a fun golf course to spectator. And you got all of the concessions, and it's a party. It's a lawn party.
Felipe and Klein. Charlie, Scottie Scheffler had some neck issues in the middle of his win at the Players. I read that Wyndham Clark, we already answered this. We'll answer it again for Felipe. I read that Wyndham Clark is now dealing with some back issues after hurting himself in the gym. I understand working out has become a big part of the game, but I never remember hearing about injuries happening to golfers in the 80s and 90s.
Well, because the workout programs have changed, yeah. You know. Gary Player wouldn't, you know, he would never lift a suitcase because that's just dead weight, and he's not, you know, when you're lifting weights, you've got to prepare to lift weights. You've got to warm your body up. You got to, you just can't clean and jerk. And when these guys, you know, reach real quick, you could pull a back muscle real quick. And so you got to warm up correctly and then, you know, and know how to lift. Use your legs. Bend down with your legs and don't lift anything stiff legged. Yeah. You know, tricks of the trade right there.
And Wyndham Clark, 2 under, you know, 7 back heading into the weekend. It's not like he's on the DL. It's not like his golf tournament's over. He did a great job fighting through the first 2 rounds. And like we said, anyone at that 2, 3, 4 under mark, still a great chance to get involved in this tournament. And it's still a great chance for you to get involved in this tournament. If you go over to tchhouston.com/tickets, you can get your tickets for the 3rd and 4th round as Tony Finau leads the way at 900 par after rounds of 69, 62 on Thursday and Friday. When we come back, we'll do some picks, talk about the course more. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Just an absolutely perfect day here in Houston to get out and watch some golf. If you don't have tickets yet, log on to tchouopen.com/tickets. For tickets for the 3rd and 4th round at the Houston Open. What a job Jim Crane has done. Shout out Jim Crane for getting the deal done with Texas Children's Hospital for a great cause. Texas Children's is on board for 5 years, Charlie, as we learned on Tuesday. They did a 5-year title sponsor deal. It shows Jim Crane's commitment to golf and the Houston community. Yes. It shows Mark Wallace's commitment to his hospital, this golf tournament, and merging taking care of people and bringing the game together. You know all about that, Charlie.
Well, one of the magical things about Houston, Texas, is a medical center. I mean, we have every type of facility available to man, and people come, and women, children, and just like the Texas Children Hospital. And so we want to get the word out. And so the people know who we are. Know what Houston is all about. It's all about hospitality. It's a small town, but we got big time health care. And I'm a part of that. My wife is a part of that. We go to MD Anderson, the best cancer center in the world. But the Texas Children's Hospital, you know, it takes care of hundreds and hundreds of kids a year. And so if you need help there, give Texas Children a call. They're pros,
the best. And their commitment to the game is really incredible. I mean, it's not just the Houston Open. They're supporters of the amateur game. Obviously, you know, Charlie, you're a board member of the Spirit Golf Association. I'm the media director for the Spirit International, and Texas Children's has been nothing but supportive for the 2024 Spirit, and we really appreciate that. I mean, just getting involved on all levels of the game. Pro golf, junior, amateur golf, and junior golf. Charlie, with how much success this tournament is having, if you're Jim Crane, are you looking to keep working on getting this event back to the week before Augusta? Are you trying to make the Houston Open an elevated event? Or are you satisfied with what you've seen through 2 days? You want to keep it right here?
Well, once again, you grow things. You can't do everything and expect
chop chop,
you know, immediate success. And so Jim has done that with his ball club. He did it with his other businesses that he, you know, he started a business in his garage, you know, so he knows how to plan and how to see the future. And golf is here to stay. I mean, golf, you know, this golf course we're playing on, that was built in 1927, I believe, it's been
they
here.
They built it on Camp Logan, Charlie, in the World War One era.
That's right.
You know, to have a course.
The Hogg family, I'm a Hogg. They have a legacy that they donated this 200 acres that's available. Yeah. It's used during the rodeo. The rodeo, yeah. You know, the guys come and spend the night in the park, and then the other facilities we have there, the running track.
Yeah. How about what Richard and Nancy Kinder did in 2019? Kinder. $70 million to Memorial Park in a hole, not just the golf course. Yeah. I mean, obviously Jim Crane, $34 million in at the end of 2019 to get the golf course in shape, get it ready for the PGA Tour. But I don't think any of that happens without the Kinder family and what they did at the beginning of 2019.
No, the Kinder family and the Crane organization, it's teamwork.
Yeah,
it's our city. We have to have pride in our city,
yeah.
And our mayor helps us out. The mayor, yeah. The new
John
mayor,
Whitmore.
He
was there in that press conference.
So here again, we're having fun in Houston. Come down and see it. And it doesn't snow in Houston.
Yeah, we're really lucky for those people, because you look at some of these other biggest cities in the country, and you know, San Francisco, New York, their parks now, you know, disgusting for the time being. The city's lost control of everything, and it's just amazing here, smack dab in the middle of Houston.
Yep.
Jim Crane, the Kinders, Mark Wallace, the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan, you know, they've brought a huge event back to the center of Houston. Very exciting weekend ahead. Charlie, as far as leaderboard is concerned, you've got Tony Finau leading the way at 9-under. Alejandro Tosti, 1 back at 7-under. You've got world number one Scottie Scheffler, only 5 back, with a great chance going to the weekend. Last week we saw Peter Malnati win at Valspar.
What a story that is, and that kid, you know, really showed a lot of moxie and won the tournament after 12 years, you know. So
2015 Sanderson Farms was his last PGA Tour win, and that's the story that I think, Charlie, when people are digesting what pro golf is, you see Scheffler, you see Clark, Cantlay, you know, you see the guys taking off the hats at the Ryder Cup, or are they not getting paid enough? How about you read into Peter Malnati, and you know, you think about the type of grind that he's been through, 9 years without winning in your profession.
Right.
That's a long time to hang in there.
And he's got a wife that's a doctor, and she's writing a thesis on winning, and I think she might have helped him a lot. But yeah, the stories are vast, and there's success. We got great universities. We got Rice University. We got University of Houston that just lost in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, but you know, just lost in the Sweet 16. But to tie it back to golf, you know, if you're a Houston Cougars fan, in 2 weeks you're going to be able to watch one of your own compete at Augusta National in Santiago de la Fuente.
Yes.
An amateur who won the Latin America Amateur Championship, which punched him a ticket to the Masters. Another great story, you know, Guadalajara, Mexico.
Right.
You know, and now making a name for himself. But yeah, tough loss last night for Houston. I you know.
But they went to the Final Four for the last 4 years. So yeah. Our coach knows what the heck he's doing, and the boys and his players, both men and women, it's a great town to be involved. Great town.
I think if you are someone gambling heading into the weekend, I don't like much else besides Scottie Scheffler at +225. Looking down the odds, Tony Finau in the lead at 9-under. He's +200 going into the weekend to win. Alejandro Tosti, 2 back at 18-1.
There's the bet.
There you go, isn't it, Charlie?
Yes.
Now, when you look at the top 5 of this leaderboard, let me run you down some names. Tony Finau, Alejandro Tosti, Thomas Dietrich, Chad Ramey, Steven Yeager, Scottie Scheffler, Taylor Moore, Akshay Bhatia, and Joe Highsmith. I don't think when you talk about moxie and just the, you know, the sheer will and want to get it done on the PGA Tour, someone who really needs a win, it's got to be Alejandro Tosti.
Oh, sure. You know, that would, you know, secure his future in the game. I mean, that's what it's all about. But the one that I look, a couple of guys that didn't make the cut.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this
Snedeker.
Is, yeah.
How about Snedeker?
Parker Coody, two over, you know, yeah, promising. But, Jason Day, you know, former British Open winner, missed a cut at 2 over. Mac Meisner, 2 over. Cole Hammer, 3 over. Joel Dahmen, 5 over. You know, everyone saw Joel Dahmen in the Netflix.
Yes.
You know, he's got to get it together on the course as far as results. I understand it's funny to watch him, you know, take his shirt off and, you know, he's drinking beer in the middle of qualifying from the U.S. Open. Eventually, you got to get it done on the professional circuit.
You know, there's guys that do that, and yeah, that's their shtick. And
Scheffler's not.
There'll never be a champion.
No. So, no, Scheffler's not doing that.
But I want Snedeker to get back in. Snedeker.
8 over, Charlie.
Eight over.
He's got to get back in the saddle. I've enjoyed it with you today. You and I heading out to Memorial after this.
We're going to have fun.
A lot of fun.
Press tent.
You know, and tickets are still available Saturday and Sunday, tchopen.com/tickets. I've enjoyed it with you today. Tony Finau, Scotty Scheffler. Enjoy it, Houston. It's the Texas Children's Houston Open at Memorial Park. Go enjoy it. Have a great weekend and happy Easter to all.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Loot and Rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.